Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cards, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Listen, I have the most awesome guest in the world to drop these nuggets on you guys today. I am so, so excited to have her come across my path. Her name is, I'm just going to say Miss Brooks, because she's going to introduce herself, and I'm just going to tell her to say her first name. But she is a real estate investor, a motivational speaker and coach who aims to transform lives across the nation by offering simple and direct solutions to some of the life's most challenging problems. Okay, Ms. Brooks, so thank you for being a guest on my show today, and tell my listeners a little bit more about you and what you do, and then I got a quick question for you, okay?
Awesome. Well, first, thank you for having me, Linda, on your wonderful show and platform. I feel very privileged and blessed to be able to be a part of it, to be able to share share a part of my mission with others. And so I am Lakita Brooks, the motivational maven. I am from New Orleans, on the outskirts of New Orleans, not too far from there. And so I have been on this journey as a motivational speaker and coach for about 5 years. And I've been a real estate agent for, I want to say 20 years. It's been about 20 years. Ooh, I'm telling my age. and I was once a hairstylist and a hairstylist for 30 years. And so my journey just began when enough had to be enough. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom, or you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you know that a change has to be made, and for a different result, you know you need to do something different, right? I know anyone out there, you can relate to that. And so I had to get to that point where that happened to me in my life, where I was sick and tired of being depressed. I was sick and tired of things not being quite the way where I felt like this was not my mission. There was something more out there for me. There was something more. I had to find out what that more was. Even though I was somewhat content, a hairstylist for over years and had a couple of salons along that time, I still was like at a point where your season changes. Anybody out there know about seasons that change, where you know you've been doing something for so long and you might have been happy at it one time, but right now you get to a point where something is changing, either in you or something, you know that there's something different you're supposed to be doing, or whatever you're doing at this very moment, there is another level to that particular thing that you're doing, and you need to move. You need to do something different to get that result. And so that's what happened to me. I had a cousin that died. She was only 1 year older than me at the time. When she passed, she went into the hospital. It was a lung. I still to this day don't know exactly what it was, but I've heard that it had to do with something like the same disease that what was the Kings of Comedy I'm looking at is Bernie Mac had. And so she had some surgery done to the lung. She came out. She was fine. She even went on my Facebook and liked a couple of my posts. And then next thing you know, boom, she was gone.
Wow.
And so it hit me like a brick. And it was like, if that happened to you today, would you be happy and say you've done all what you came here to do? You've emptied out every part of you, and you're happy with all you've done in your life, and you can feel like you're going to hear the words, servant, well done. And for me at that moment when that happened, I could not say that. I could not say that because I was at that point where I was feeling that change happening, but I hadn't made the change because I was too afraid. How many of you out there are afraid of making a change? You're afraid because your parent, you were the first child that maybe went to college and you graduated. And even if you were a doctor or a lawyer, you're doing that thing that your parent wanted you to do. And not that you may not like it, but now you're feeling like there's something else. Like you're not feeling that anymore. You know, how many of you wanted to write that book? You've never done it. How many of you just want to go back to college or you want to go to college and you're fearful? We got to stop waiting for whenever the time is right, waiting for whenever the moment is right. There is no right moment. You just have to step out and stop waiting and do it now. Don't wait till the baby comes out of, you know, Pampers. Then you want to wait till they come out of kindergarten, middle school, and then graduate from high school. That does not work. You have to start and start now. If you want to see the change, today is the day that you make that change. And no one can do that for us. And so when my cousin did pass, it was a change for me, a shift that happened in the mindset for me when I said, I'm ready. I'm ready. No more playing around. I knew that I had to do some things in my life differently. Now, that's good. That's fine. You may not even know what the strategy is. You may not even know where to start or what to do. But the very first biggest moment in your life when you do it is you making the change in the mind, and you say, I'm ready now, and I'm going to just start walking. I may not know where I'm going, I may not know how to do it, how many steps to take, but you made the change, and that's the biggest decision that you need to make.
That is so true. And you know, I don't understand why people are so afraid of change, Miss Brooks, because if you don't change, you don't grow.
Mm-hmm, that's absolutely right.
And so the one question that I wanted to ask you is, what has been the lowest point of your life, and you probably just hit on it, that propelled you into where you are today?
Well, you know, in addition to just with that point, I had two children who were teenagers, and I had a son who had made a newborn. So my girls are, you know, I think they were like 15, 16 or 16, 17, something like that. And then I had this newborn baby. And then, you know, I was marriage problems. I had teenage issues and I had this baby. And then I was trying to run a real estate business and I just couldn't do it all. And I felt so downtrodden about my life at that moment that I didn't know what to do. So depression had set in even years before, but, you know, I had worked through those things, and now I'm noticing that it's setting in again. And then I had to realize at that point after that happened that I can't do it all, and it's okay. At that moment, if I felt like I could not do it all, it was okay. I did not have to make everything perfect. Everything with the children, I could not do everything. All the emails from teachers, all of the paperwork and homework, and then baby bottles and diapers and husbands and satisfying everybody else. And then in the midst of all of that, I lost me. And that's when I realized that was another point in my life. It was really low for me because I had lost myself, and I had to find me again. And that's what really helped me when I decided I wanted to find me. And I didn't care what other, because let me tell you, it ain't that easy by just saying, oh, you're just going to find you and everything's going to be all just happy and go. It's not. It's not that simple. But I had to fight through all of the wilderness. And the wilderness meant that if the child was acting up, that was okay. We're going to deal with that in the way that I need to deal with it, but not make them feel like I'm pouring all of my issues on them. If my husband was unsatisfied because I needed a me day and I needed to do it, I said to myself, it's going to be okay because I need to see after me. If I know I needed a me moment, I had to make those moments because not everybody around you is going to see that. You have to know on your side. If no one sees that about you and is going to be caregiver for you, you're going to have to do it for yourself. So I had to take my time back and take me back. And do some things for myself, and that's where I regain more of my confidence, more of getting me back, more of like being able to incorporate things in my life with work and things that I, you know, wanted to try to do with the kids and things that I needed to do. I could do those, and I realized I didn't have to. It didn't have to be perfect. It didn't have to be perfect. It was going to be done, but it wasn't going to be perfect, and I had to be okay with that.
Yeah, and it's so strange you said that because that's the point I am right now doing me. But, you know, it feels strange because people start getting mad with you, girl. And they was like, oh, okay. But you know what my coach told me? He said, Linda, they're mad because you're leaving them and they don't want to go anywhere, right? So you can't allow them to just take any more of your space. If you want to be successful in this world and do what God placed you here to do, you've got to, like you say, find you. Because I had lost myself too, girl. Oh, my God. So many years of loss. So I know exactly what you're saying. But when you find that you, girl, you all right, right?
Yeah, you all right. There's some steps to it. When you and I are talking now, we might be talking on some surface things. We're talking about the things that we know we need to do. But then, well, there are people out there listening. They still get a little lost because it goes deeper than that. You know, that means that, for example, that means that, like I said earlier, if hubby gets upset because you needed a moment to yourself, you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with that. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to go back at him and I'm going to just chew his eyeballs out. Like, it's just go back and just start fussing back or getting angry with him. I just have to say to him politely, I have to have this moment. And whatever you need to do right now, if it is not an emergency, can we do this at this time? Or let's do this at that time, and then I'll be back. And so I had to do that. And even if that person huffed, even if they puffed, even if they complained, I had to be okay with that. So even when you're going through the wilderness means that those things, that's part of the wilderness. Just to find your peace in the wilderness, you have to look for that peace. You have to work for that peace because you deserve it for you. If no one else is going to give it to you, you need to give it to yourself.
Yes, I totally agree with you there. And I ended up moving to Florida a few months ago. And, girl, it is so peaceful here. I had to pinch myself, Miss Brooks, to make sure I'm still alive because I've never experienced this peace in my lifetime, girl.
That's awesome. That's just such a blessing to take in. Like, if you're somewhere where, is it nature there? What is it about where you are that you love?
Girl, the beach. They be like, Linda, do you work? Whether I work or not, I am 5 minutes away from two or three beaches that have different colors of water. So, yeah, that's where my peace is, and I'm going if I go every day.
Love it. And you can work on the beach. I mean, you can do all, I mean, I love it. And that's what I mean. That's worth it to have your peace of mind. And you still find yourself, I think, do you find yourself being more accomplished because of this peace that you have?
Oh, yes. I can do so, so much. Not having these people around me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am truly, truly focused at this point.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's another step. Is one of my steps that I talk about. One was changing the mindset, and then two, changing your surroundings. And if you needed to, you have to do that. That's a part of that. If you can't be, you know, like Linda, and can't go to have a be close to the beach, then you find that little piece of the days that you can go near water, or you need to be near nature, or, you know, you find the things that really work for you to be able to and do that. And then changing surroundings means too, changing the people around you. Now that's a big one that everybody's not hard to, it's hard to do for some people, is changing your surroundings. Even if that is a parent, even if that is a sibling or some friends, you still can love that parent. That doesn't mean you don't love them. It just means that it's going to be a different way of how you may be able to talk to them all the time or be able to approach them with different things. You meet them at their level, and you love them you love them with all your heart, but there are different things. You know, you may not be able to talk about with this particular individual if they're a relative and they're going to be in your life. But as far as friends, you don't have to feel guilty because you've cut a friend off. You're saving, you now this is doing the work. This is doing the work for you. You're changing your mindset. You first say, yes, I want to make a change and I'm going to do it. And the parts of that is changing your surroundings. And to be able to change your surroundings, you got to clean house sometimes. And be okay with cleaning house because you know that you're here for a mission. And if you believe like I believe that you're only going to live, you only come through this wave once. This
right.
Once Lakita leaves, Lakita is no more. I won't be here. There won't be anyone else like me. So why would I just ride the wave through life and not be on my mission? Why would I want to just be like a walking dead person, like walking
right.
the last 3 miles? Why? Who wants to do that? And not in it's a safe space, but are you really accomplishing anything? You're like a walking dead mummy if you're not going to be walking in your mission. You're not going to be working towards your goals. It's nothing like talking to an older person, a senior citizen who sits on a porch. Let's imagine that. And you're walking by and you have a conversation with them and they start talking to you. You're telling them about what you're doing. You're getting to know each other and then you start to see them in the road, eyes rolling the back of their head,
uh-huh.
back in the back of their chair, and they start saying, I wanted to do that once, and such and such happened, and it could be whatever happened in their life, and then they decided they didn't do it, and now they're full with regret. And my question is to you, do you want to be that person? I don't ever want to be a person who knows that they have be that person where I've sat down, and I was like, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, it's a lot of people... What I find that's really heart-wrenching, there's a lot of people stuck, and they don't want to move.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, they don't want to move. But I can bet money on it that the culprit is fear.
It is.
It's fear. It's fear of the unknown. It's fear of the change. It's fear of failure. And so I would rather have tried and failed than to not try at all because I've still failed. I failed anyway if I didn't try.
That's a fact.
That goes back to the walking dead because I didn't try it. Do you really want to be that? Do you really want that to be your life? We're extraordinary people, and that's the one thing that a lot of people don't see, and they don't believe that we are all extraordinary and unique in our own way, and that we all have something to give to the world. We're here on a mission, and it's your goal. You have a duty and a responsibility to find out what that goal is. That's where your wholeness and your peace is. Not to say that there won't be trials and tribulations through it, but that's where you find your peace. That's where you find your wholeness. That's where you feel like you. That's where you feel more complete. You're walking your mission, and you get those notions of confirmation from people who may recognize that they see something different in you. And then you're starting to feel like, yes, I'm doing something right. It seems like somebody's saying something to me. You are talking, and they notice something different, or they see something that they hear something that you said. And they see in the change and they compliment you on it. You know that you've made some changes and they're working for you. Not to say nothing's going to happen along the way, but on the most part, the mission and the goal that you're working towards, you're on your way. You're in that direction. You're on that route to doing that. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't give nothing for that. I wouldn't give nothing for that.
You're right. I'm telling you, it's just, like I said, it's when you move away from what you're used to, that familiarity. Like I think about Jesus all the time when, you know, when he went back home, he said, I can't do no work here because, you know, they grew up thinking he was Mary and Joseph's son. So he couldn't perform any miracles. So he's like, nah, I got to get away from here. And that's the way it is. Like, you may go off to college, right? and come back to your hometown. And, of course, you've grown, you're different, but the people there are the same. So you really can't do anything in your hometown.
And that's so funny you said that. And that's one thing that I do. I've spoken with my husband a couple of times about we were in fear when we were younger, and now we're saying, we said, you know, we should have left. Even though we've surpassed and accomplished a lot more than what we thought we would ever do, we still felt like we should have left. Because there's something still different about the mindset when your surroundings around that. And you have to keep your fire ignited by being around those people that iron sharpens iron. You need to be around that iron. So I find myself flying out a lot to do that, to get that empowerment, to feel that, you know, get that iron, another iron to sharpen off of. But nevertheless, you know, you still have to keep moving, you keep going, and then you get to your destination by doing that. And when you find the right people to be around, that's what keeps your fire lit and keeps you motivated and keeps you going. And I'm a big believer also in vision boards. So, you know, keeping it, you know, the Bible tells you in Habakkuk 2:2 to write the vision down and make it plain so that he who has it can run with it. So if you have that vision in your mind and you want to keep it visual by either putting it on your phone, having it as your wallpaper, putting it on your computer screen, making a vision board, getting the poster board and making it out. You need just make it to where it works for you, but you need to see it. I even use my mirror at home and I write on it. You know, I write what's my goals. I may write myself a note. I say, you are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. You know, I wrote a check of what my goal is, and I put it on my mirror. And so seeing those things every day, those are the things that help to keep you ignited also.
That is so true. I was reading something the other day, and there are 79 billionaires in the state of Florida, and most of them are in South Florida where I am. So I'm like, okay, Lord, you placing me right, because, you know, I got this vision I got to accomplish, and it's going to take a lot of money. But it was just so amazing to see 79 billionaires, and here I am in the midst of them, right?
That's awesome, see? Yeah.
But God will place you where he needs you to be, trust me. I said God will place you where he needs for you to be, so you can get the connection to do what you're put here to do.
Absolutely. He sure will.
And he'll bring people in like you. I mean, you just so motivational just being on the phone with you. So, girl, I can imagine you on a stage.
Oh, well, that's what I say. You know, it's just part of the mission. And that's why I keep my story is so true and near and dear to me. When my cousin passed, is that I was tired, and it was so funny because it was like like you're blinded and your eyes just a veil just is a film is being washed off, and you can see so clearly. Now at that moment I was seeing so clearly. I literally went through my phone and I started deleting people that were no good for me, that did not do me any service or justice, and I just started cleaning house. And I was okay with that at that moment. If you thought I was weird, that's fine. If you talk about me, that's okay, because you're talking about me from over there, not from over here. And if you are not liking me from who I am, just by doing my mission, just by following my mission. I didn't say anything to you. I didn't say anything bad to you. I didn't do anything wrong to you. It's just me minding my own business, following my own mission. Then that problem is yours. It's not mine.
Exactly. Exactly. I feel the same.
I came here for a mission. I came here on earth for a mission. My goal is to follow and complete my mission to where when I leave empty. That I've done everything that I came here to do.
Girl, we on the same mindset, I tell you, because everybody keep asking me, Linda, when are you going to retire? I'm like, well, retirement is not in the Bible. I have so much I need to do. I'll probably be still doing it when Jesus come back. Girl, I'm telling you. They don't get it. It's just so much out here that needs to be done while they're sitting up there talking nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much. I mean, I don't want to rust out. I would rather wear out.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting around, twirling my thumbs, and, you know, I'm just the one who always is going to want to be on the go. You know? So, you know, I want to be able to have a story to tell. And we don't think about I think we should. I'm not saying we don't. Let me change that. But, you know, some people may not think about the bigger picture because this is just so much bigger than you. You know, when I started this journey, and then I started seeing kids who were watching me, and teenagers who were watching me, and 20-year-olds who were watching me, and were coming up to me and giving me their story and telling me what their issues were. That's when I knew it's like this is so much bigger than me. You know, mm-hmm. The world is waiting for what you have to offer them. And then when I saw my children who wanted to know more about real estate, they wanted to know more about, finding themselves and what they want to do. And they came to me and started coming to me for advice. I was like, okay, now I'm able, I have their ear, and I'm able to set forth this financial wealth in the right way. I can bring them along with the journey. And so it just was like so much bigger than me. And that right there is priceless. I don't know about anyone in here listening about, you know, the success, what success means for you. But for me, that's part of my success definition. You know, it's being able to not just help others outside of my family, friends and people who watch me, but my immediate family who's interested and want to do, because now I'm setting forth a foundation that they can carry on from generation to generation.
And that is so true. And I think we, as African Americans, have not been taught that path.
Mm-mm.
And once we got a hold of it, we're like, oh yeah, my kids ain't gonna be broke. My grandkids, my great grandkids, and their grandchildren ain't gonna be broke either. So I'm excited. I was talking to this passenger today. He's trying to get his dad out of Haiti. They're in uproar there. So I'm like, well, what is the problem? He's talking about, girl, they trying to take over Haiti.
Oh, wow.
From the blacks. And I'm like, what? It was so strange because he said they're just shooting people in the street. And he was like, if you commit a crime or if you do something, they don't have a police force there. They just burn you in the street. And girl, I'm sitting here like, I cannot even visualize what you even telling me. So his dad can't even get to the airport because he's trying to get his dad out of Haiti before they kill him. And I'm like,
oh my God,
this is crazy.
That's awful.
It is. Just to take something away from somebody, Miss Brooks.
Right. Well, and that goes to show you how blessed we are to be where we are, and for us not to still try to really work hard at our mission and accomplishments in life. We can take it for granted. We have to really recognize blessings when they are in front of us.
We do. Well, I know you're a busy lady. I definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. But give my passengers 3 nuggets to help them live their best life.
Forgive yourself. Give yourself permission to be great. Okay? And stop waiting and do it now. Whatever it is, stop waiting. You know what it is. It's been coming across your mind. It's things that you thought over the years. It's the woulda, shoulda, coulda. It's those things that it is what I'm talking about. Stop waiting and do it now.
Well, there you go, my listeners. I hope you wrote those down because those were some great nuggets there. Also, tell my passengers how they can contact you on social media.
Awesome. I'm on Facebook at Lakita Brooks. And if that is difficult to find, because I know, you know, with the spelling in my name, I'm definitely on Instagram. I'm at Mrs. Businesswoman on Instagram. And I have a website, so I share information about real estate and how to flip your first house. And I have information coming about all the steps from beginning to end of flipping your house. And I'm going to be giving those steps away for free coming up very soon. So you want to sign up to be on that email list. So go to themotivationalmaven.com. And sign in for information. There's some free information in there already because today we've talked about envisioning your life and moving forward and what your mission is. And so in order to do that, you want to bring your visions to fruition. So I have a whole guide that's going to help you to do that. And that's on my website at themotivationalmaven.com.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, tell us how you came up with that name, Motivational Maybe.
I was listening to, I'm looking at her face, I can't think of her name, but she had the Money Maven. And so when I knew that I wanted to be motivational, and I was like, I looked at the definition Maven, and it was just someone who was an expert in what they're doing, you know. And so I said, well, hey, that's who I am, the Motivational Maven, so. It stuck, and I liked it, and that's who I am.
And let me tell y'all, when y'all see this picture of her, you're going to understand.
We have to be empowered, and we got to stop feeling like because dumbing ourselves down, and we need to, because and we don't want to feel make, you know, because we worry about what people think or other ladies think that we think we're all that. It's because we are all that.
I know, that's right. And I think that's where they get messed up. Like you said, they, you know, it's really confidence.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, okay, Miss Brooks, I do, again, want to thank you for taking this opportunity. And listeners, I mean, you really must go to her website and hook up with her because, I mean, she's on the move. I'm telling you, she's doing it all.
Here to be able to help people with their mission, and in the essence of doing that, it helps me to know that I'm on my mission and I keep going and going and going to the new level, the next level that God has for me. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next time you're in Miami, girl, we have to get together. I know, were you at the thing with Dr. Lee recently? They were down here in Miami a month or two ago. Oh, okay. Yeah, they be on yachts all the time, so, you know, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
To relax on that water, girl.
That's right, the me time.
Exactly. Again, thank you. And my listeners, hook up with Miss Brooks, because like I said, she's on the move, and she's making it happen. She is definitely walking in her purpose, and like she said, she's going to keep walking until she leaves this earth. It is not going to the grave with her, and we don't want your purpose to go to the grave with you, so let's get up and let's do it now, like she said. Okay? Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail and let us know what you think of the Linda Monroe Show. Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping these nuggets, so you can't have the excuse that you didn't know because we're dropping them hot for you, okay? This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner. Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Also, just dropped a couple of audio books on LindaMonroe.com, doing a book signing here in Florida as well in the next week, a couple of weeks, October the 16th. So if you're going to be in South Florida, definitely drop in and support me at Barnes & Noble's on South Federal Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Also, go to Vinoi, V-O-I-N-O-I magazine. I just dropped an article there as well. So we're on the move, and we're making it happen for y'all, so you can't have any excuses, okay? Until next week, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and we're dropping these nuggets. Thank you, Miss Brooks, again. We'll be talking.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.